Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
20 top stories. India has launched missiles into Pakistan. More details coming up, and also maybe part of a conversation that I'm about to have right now with our favorite congresswoman in the whole world, Kat Kamik. Good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. My two favorite guys in the whole world.
Oh, shit. Right on. Appreciate it. Well, besides your husband, right?
He's listening. He knows.
He knows. Hey, I guess, first of all, this just came out about your App Store Freedom Act. Tell me how that works.
Okay, so we've been talking about holding big tech accountable for years, but no one ever does, and it's incredibly frustrating. And when you dig into it, it's a number of issues, including the App Store marketplace. So when you have your iPhone or your Android, you open it up and you only have the Apple Play Store or the Google Play Store. And what people don't realize is the apps that get put on there, they have to turn over 30% of their gross profit to Apple. All of the data that you share with that app goes to Apple and is controlled by Apple, including your email address, sensitive images, and things that you send on there. So whether it's Spotify or a dating app or Parler, we all remember Parler, the conservative social media app that got deplatformed by Apple. It's because Apple and Google have an oligopoly. And last I checked, us free market, you know, freedom loving individuals, we were against these types of mega oligopoly, monopoly type setups. So not only are you as a consumer being hamstrung by big tech, but you could potentially be deplatformed, you could be censored. And it really suppresses innovation. So this is a huge, huge issue that no one's talking about, that is for once and for all going to hold the big tech companies like Google and Apple accountable.
And allow for more competition and startups and people who invent apps and stuff like that. You'll be able to download those as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's your foot. Do you own the device or not? You should be able to pick your marketplace that you utilize. And so this is going to allow for third-party marketplaces to establish themselves so you can spend your money and have your data and everything that you want managed by the company that you want. You shouldn't be beholden to just two companies. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. And for all the right reasons, you've gotten involved in this, and you've got Senator Rand Paul and Senator Mike Lee on your side and a couple of heavy hitters. That's important. Now, the other big thing is the reconciliation to implement basically parts of the RAINS Act and use that language to kind of rein in the executive branch and give Congress more control. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I mean, and it's not necessarily giving Congress more control. It's about giving the people the control. Because as it stands right now, we have executive branches, and it's Republicans and Democrats are equally guilty of this. So we need to be honest about that. For years, decades, all this power to implement major rules and regulations, effectively law, has been controlled by the executive branch through the regulatory environment. Why that matters to us as everyday Americans is we pay for it. Not just in dollars, and on the dollar front, it's pretty significant, $2 trillion with a T. $2 trillion a year is what we as taxpayers pay in enforcement and compliance of these regulations, many of which are special interest driven. They don't do anything to protect consumers or the environment or make things safer. They're just there for political reasons. So there is a financial element of we need to cut that $2 trillion out, put that back in the people's pockets. But we also need to put the power back in the people's hands through their elected representatives. So when you hear people say, we need to drain the swamp, well, here's how you do it. You tackle the unelected, nameless, faceless bureaucrats that dwell in basements all over Washington, D.C., and have 40-year-long careers where they basically are immune to any sort of accountability or transparency. You can't even find these people most of the time. So the RAINS Act is critically important because it is the largest regulatory reform effort in American history. It's been attempted multiple times. We've passed it out of the House. The Senate has never been able to pass it. Reconciliation is the vehicle that we will be able to actually move the RAINS Act. So you're going to hear me and Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Thomas Massey, Chip Roy, others talk about this really, really nonstop, incessantly, because it is so important. The president is going to be known as really the people's president if he passes this and signs this into law, because this is effectively the we the people move of draining the swamp and putting the power back in people's hands and the money back in their pockets. This is a generational change.
And is this part of eventually trying to live within a budget and maybe set some things up that won't be as easily undone? I mean, Doge did some great work uncovering things. How can you lock them in? Isn't that Congress has to do their job, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is with reconciliation, you've got a couple of things going on. You have the savings, right, which we're trying to identify $1.5 to $2 trillion worth of savings. It's not hard to identify that. I could give you $7 trillion that we could go after. And this is critically important because we're on an unsustainable path with our national debt. But when you look at reconciliation, if you were to say what's more important, making tax cuts permanent, a one-time cut to the federal budget, or regulatory reform, I would argue regulatory reform all day, because that is the way that we grow the economy, we give long-term certainty. No company is going to make these serious, massive capital investments in helping grow the economy and creating jobs if the regulatory regime is going to change every 4 years or every 8 years. The tax cuts can easily be undone by the next administration. Regulatory reform is really the only way that makes it stick. So we've got a three-prong approach we're tackling. It's very complicated, and one day, probably next week, I'd love to do a longer segment where I explain how reconciliation works, because it's so convoluted and in the weeds. And, you know, we've seen where there's a lot of fear-mongering around the cuts and things, that the more we know and the more people listening know about the process, the harder it is for them to fall into the trap of the fear-mongers and the legacy media. And I know our folks who listen don't do that. But we need to be ambassadors for this movement of reconciliation and cutting spending and getting our debt under control. So
yeah, we'll definitely.
I was going to use a word I can't on air.
Yeah, no, we're all over it. We'd love to have you on for a longer segment. And let me ask you to ponder this. You know, India fired some missiles into Pakistan. You know, they've had their skirmishes, this whole area of Kashmir. You know, they don't get along in that area for sure, to say the least. They're both nuclear powers. Do you think this is going to lead to something worse, or do you think this is just another, it gets heated up for a while and then it cools down?
I hope the latter. I mean, what we're dealing with are, like you said, two nuclear powers. This has absolutely been a concern for a very long time that this could be a nuclear flashpoint. De-escalation in this situation is really, really important because this could effectively start World War III. Now, India is not an official ally or partner of the United States. They're not officially allies with anyone. That has just kind of been their MO for decades. We have exceptionally good ties and relationships with India. And so it puts the United States in a very unique position, as it relates to Pakistan and India. What we're hoping for is, calmer and cooler heads to prevail. Now, Kashmir has continuously been contested. This is going back further than people can imagine. But we don't need any more amping up of the temperature around the globe. You've got Iran and Israel going at it. You have Russia and Ukraine. Iran is sending countless individuals to Venezuela. You know, then Venezuela is flooding up the border. We have countless hotspots around the world. We don't need to add any more tension, certainly, because we're trying to take care of business here at home.
Right on. And let's hope cooler heads prevail. 8:16 Absolutely. On the Bob Rose Show. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Go Gators.
All right. Always go Gators. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.